little shop outside the Acropolis sells little gifts, mostly harmless stuff, cigarettes and rings, a typical Greek kiosk. Have you seen amongst the worry beads and pretty pots? There's a deck of cards, a dirty deck of swords. Illustrations cross with exhibitions, 52 sexual positions. No two cards alike except for their renditions, and three ambitious jokers complete the lot. Now normally I'd overlook such base perversities. After all, I've graduated from the finest universities. But this scandalous deck of cards is made of something I can't explain. So saying this, let me regale you with one summer night in an open Greek cafe. It's really rather shocking. Perhaps I shouldn't tell. Oh well, the cafe was full that night. And then the heated summer skies opened up and turned to water, drenching all the customers outside. So the carefree clientele, voices boisterous with laughter at the unexpected rain, chased each other into the cafe, gaily shrieking as they took to seeking shelter from under Athens' August sky. What a mess, everybody wet. To accommodate the extra bodies in the cafe's small room, the maitre d' had the chairs and tables pushed together. Blame it on the weather, the patrons pardoned one another. The shoulders pressed, legs were pried. The waiters trying to serve could barely get by. The vexed cafe took to sweetly reeking of salty sweat and velvet wine. Strangers aroused to friendships as they were forced to intertwine. And how wild and loud, laughter everywhere, laughter without care, all in all a happy crowd. Now in the back of the rowdy cafe that night, an intensely quiet corner began to swell. Two bells, two fantastic women playing cards, some competition raged between them in a wordless lusty charge. Both women, divine creatures to behold. Each woman as different from the other as marble is from coal. One woman was swan white, as lovely and as graceful, the other of a spirit unkempt and raw. The game they played was five card draw. The deck of cards in use, the very same I earlier described to you. You know the one with all those 52 positions. Two lionesses roaring, were these two fixed warring in a silent frame of desire. The prize, a nearby violinist, made virile by the flames of music's fire. The violinist was unaware he was to be the glory of their game. He'd been merely walking by that night and got caught wet in the rain. The maitre d', thinking that some music might cool the sweltering room, requested he take out his violin and play a tune. But when the first note was bowed across the string, a bell tower's midnight ring was rung. And as the two women played their hands, a magic web between the sordid figures on the cards and the cafe guests was spun. Like a mirror reflecting spectacles of sexuals, the populace began to mimic each card dealt. No man knew why he was possessed to stroke a woman's thigh or breast. No woman knew why she so easily complied to being felt. And so an orgy spell went sweeping through the room. Outside the thunder boomed and a harder rain fell. The violinist played a charm duet with the chiming midnight bells. And like animals that lose some cages, all cafe occupants became outrageous. A spell so powerful it was contagious, infecting even maitre d' and waiters. And as the heated felines waged mute rages and the violinist's fingers blazed, some swear they saw him grin. Swirls of smoke poured from his violin. Oh, the sport of love, no mortal can resist. The pleasures of unmeasured bliss, what agreeable delights, what merriments of sin. Fun stuff, oh, the sport of love. Now a it's the steamy bath of lips and skin. There's sex burns round them like the hottest, blackest Santorini sands. The jewelers take no notice of the din. So intent are they to play the winning hand. You do know how relentless women get with an object of desire. Well, these two women do have such an object to acquire. The fair woman licks her lovely lips, looking up at her competitor with a professional's expressionless eyes. The coarser woman lifts a charcoal brow and prettily stares right back at her, eyes aglow as she anticipates her prize. On three, they're not a words declared, they agree to bear their cards. You can feel the heat rise. On three, they each see the hoax of their precociousness. Two full houses and the ferocious battle ends in a tie. Furious females flail aside the table, scattering cards fly everywhere. And in accordance with the new order of the cards, the players around the room assume a new array of immodesties to share. And when at last the love-starved lasses reach the violinist to devour him with impassioned appetite galore, they find, when they unclothe him, a full house of his own to bear. And so, to be fair, he gives a fair Missourian saw the music they had hoped for. Oh, 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 with the sport of love, no mortal can resist the pleasures of unmeasured bliss. What agreeable delights, what merriments of sin. A sport that everyone can play and everybody wins. Fun stuff, oh, with the sport of love. Now mind you, this is just a story that I heard, nothing more than silly words, I assure you, strung together to tell a tale, an amusing way to pass the time, hardly intellectual or refined. Of course, that deck of cards, it really does exist. So my friends, take good care if traveling's your wish, and you find yourself at the Acropolis. Don't linger at the kiosk outside, and beware the Greek cafes at night, and perhaps stay clear of summer as a rule, and by all means plug up your ears when you hear a violin, and to be truly safe, lock your doors and throw away the keys to be absolutely sure. Why, next time, that's just what I'll do. Oh, the sport of love, no mortal can resist the pleasures of unmeasured bliss. Oh, what agreeable delights, what merriments of sin. A sport that everyone can play and everybody wins. Fun stuff, oh, the sport of love. Everybody, oh, the sport of love. No mortal can resist the pleasures of unmeasured bliss. What agreeable delights, what merriments of sin. A sport that everyone can play and everybody wins. Fun stuff, oh, the sport of love. Fun stuff, oh, the sport of love. Fun stuff, oh, the sport of love.